we're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
Yeah, she said, but you don't know what I've got to worry about. I said, dear sister, I'm sure I don't, but I know he does. I know he does. I know he does. Let's cast them on him. Let's turn it over to the Lord. Oh, no, she said, I know I can't. Well, I couldn't quit worrying, she said. No, she said, I couldn't quit worrying. Well, I said, that's what the alcoholic says. He can't quit drinking. That's what the cigarette sucker says. I can't quit smoking. That's what the person with the worry habit said. I can't quit worrying. I can't.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, What to Do When Faith Seems Weak and Victory Lost, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Well, she, and I'm not making fun of her, I'm just simply stating fact, because I sympathize with the woman, but sympathy won't help her. She said, she tuned up and began to cry, you know. She said, well, I'll tell you, Brother Hagin. She said, the cares of life and the burdens of life and the worries of life are just so heavy. I just can't carry them. Now, I wanted you to pray that God would do one of two things. That he'd either give me grace to bear them or take about half of them. Boy, I can carry half of them, but I can't carry all of them. Now, she really said that. Well, I said, sister, I can't pray either prayer. Either prayer would be unscriptural. I can't pray either prayer. Because God don't even want you to carry half of them. And God don't even want to give you the grace to carry all of them. God wants to carry all of them for you. I said, isn't it wonderful that you and I have inside information? You know, what I meant was information inside the Word, praise God. Inside information. Open the Bible, you see, to 1 Peter 5:7. Where he said, casting all of your care on him. Not half of it. Not pray that God give you grace. All of your care. That's what she said, was the cares of life are so heavy. The burden. The worries. I said, it said right here, see, casting all tells you exactly what to do about it. Casting all your cares on him, for he careth for you. And I like the Amplified translation. It's a little more explicit. It said, casting the whole of your cares, all of your anxieties, all of your worries, all of your concerns, once and for all on him. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. For he careth for you affectionately and about you watchfully. You know, gave her the word of God. And she looked at me, you know, and said, oh, you're hard. You're hard. Well, I said, dear sister, I didn't write the Bible. It wasn't me that said, cast all your cares on me. It was God. It's Jesus. And he cares about you affectionately and for you watchfully. That's the reason he wanted you to cast them on him, is because he does love you. He's not being hard. He loves you. He wants to care them for you. But he can't care them as long as you're carrying them. See, you've got to turn them over to him. You've got to cast them on him. Yeah, she said, but you don't know what I've got to worry about. I said, dear sister, I'm sure I don't, but I know he does. I know he does. I know he does. Let's cast them on him. Let's turn it over to the Lord. Oh, no, she said, I know I can't. Well, I couldn't quit worrying, she said. No, she said, I couldn't quit worrying. Well, I said, that's what the alcoholic says. He can't quit drinking. That's what the cigarette sucker says. I can't quit smoking. That's what the person with the worry habit said. I can't quit worrying. I can't. Yes, you can. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. See, don't use the word can't. You can. You can do anything the Bible said do. You can do anything the Bible said do. Whatever you're bound by, you can be free from. Amen. Whatever habit. Worry habits, just as bad as these other habits. Just as wrong. And you can be delivered. Praise God. You can quit. And you can do what the Bible said to do. You can do what the Bible said to do. Amen. Praise God. So, let's act on His Word. What do you say? Praise God. Now, let's come down here to step number 5. And this is important whether you realize at first, whether you realize it is it or not when I first stated. We'll stop and talk about it a little bit in detail. Sincerely desire the benefit that you ask of God. Sincerely desire the benefit that you asked of God. Now, you remember, of course, in Mark the 11th chapter, the 24th verse, that Jesus said, "What things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." There are a lot of very important things about that verse of Scripture that we need to emphasize. I don't have time to go into all the details of it just at the moment. But notice that He said, "What things soever ye desire." Now, we don't talk that way today. We don't say ye and thee and thou. In other words, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now, be sincere about what things soever you desire. Many times people have prayed and asked for prayer. Things didn't work out. And they said, "Well, I don't know whether I really wanted that anyway. I've had them to say that to me." Well, that's the reason it didn't work out. Now, secondly, you're not going to be able to push your desires off on somebody else. Are you listening to me now? He didn't say what things ever you desire for your brother. He said what things, ever things you desire, in other words, for yourself. That person's got to desire them too for it to work. See, if two agree, when somebody else is involved, get their agreement. You see, if two of you agree on earth as touching anything they ask, it'll be done. Jesus said, Matthew 18:19. Is that right? All right, when that person's will, when the other person's will and the other person's desires become involved, get them to agree on it, because it's not going to work unless you do. Again, the Bible said, "How can two walk together except they be agreed?" Well, they can't. They can't. "If two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything they ask, it shall be done." Now, if you take the negative side, he would be saying, if two of you don't agree, it won't be done. And it really is just that simple. I know a lot of times people have come to me through the years, "I want you to pray with me about this. I want you to pray with me about that. I want you to agree with me." Oftentimes, I've joined hands with them. And I've said, "Now, we just joined hands as an outward physical sign that we're joining our hearts, our spirits, to agree on this thing. Sometimes a financial need, sometimes a physical need, or whatever." And then after that, I usually say to them, "Now you listen to me while I pray, because if we both pray at once, you may go one direction, I may go another direction, no agreement. And you agree with what I say." And so I prayed and agreed, reminded the Lord of the Scripture here in Matthew 18:19. Counted it done. That's what faith does. Praise God. And then said amen. And they said amen. And I opened my eyes and said to them, "Sister or brother," whichever the case is it done? And a lot of times folks said, "Well, Brother Hagin, I sure hope it is. I hope so. I hope it is. I hope so." And immediately I said, "Well, it isn't. It isn't. Because you see, there's no agreement there. I'm believing, you're hoping. There's no agreement there," whatever. No agreement there whatsoever. And that's why things don't work a lot of times, because really, if we agreed, it worked. There's no use in me saying that we did agree and it didn't work, because to do that would be accuse Jesus Christ of being a liar, and He didn't lie. We just might as well fess up to it. We didn't do it. Are you listening to me? Now then, you're not going to push your desires off on somebody else. And you need to think that you are. Because that person is a person of their own, and they have a will of their own. and they have desires of their own. And we do desire things for folks sometimes, and we want to help them, all right? And there is a way to help them, to take them the Word of God, get them enlightened, praise God with God's Word. Now, don't misunderstand me. You can carry baby Christians on your faith, and you can carry your own children on your faith when they're small, because that's your responsibility. But when they get larger, you can't. They'll have to do it for themselves. Amen. Are you listening to me? And the same way with husband and wife. As long as one or the other of them is a baby Christian, you can carry them on your faith and do their praying for them. But after a while, God will expect that one to do their own praying, do their own believing. You can't carry them anymore. I know when my wife and I were first married. Now, of course, I was a Baptist background and had the baptism of the Holy Ghost and spoke with tongues just for less than 2 years, really. And except the pastor of a little full gospel church. Now, she was a Methodist background, never heard faith taught, didn't know anything about it. I'd been raised up from the bed of sickness, saw certain truths in God's Word. And so just a little while after we were married the 25th day of November, 1938, 39 years ago this past November. And, you know, here in Texas in November, the end of November and December, especially up North Texas, more so down here perhaps, that... you know, your real cold spell. It'll get cold a little bit or cool, but your real, what we call northers come blowing in, you know. And over there in December, really, we'd been married nearly a month, but the real cold spell came in. And so she got a sore throat. Well, I didn't know this till then, but she said, the first real cold spell that comes every year, I get a sore throat, have a sore throat all the winter. All the winter.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. For more life-changing resources from Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns, check out our online bookstore. This month's special offer is just $45. Untapped Power of Praise book by Kenneth Hagin. Scriptures for Healing, Peace, and Success, a USB drive by Kenneth E. Hagin and Lynette Hagin. Craig Hagin's CD, What Do You Have on the Inside? And Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Living a God-Conscious Life. Four life-changing resources, one incredible price of $45. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so email us today at partnerservice@rhema.org. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, we start Living Faith conferences in January.
Yes,
January the 18th through the 20th, we're going to be in Daytona Beach, Florida at a Relevant Church, Pastors Chris and Liz Sarno.
Yes,
and
yes.
And then we're going where, honey?
We're going up to Panama City, Florida, January 21 right. through 23 at Cornerstone Family Church with Pastors Greg and Lisa Aldridge.
That's right.
So if you want to know any of our traveling schedule, just go to rhema.org/LFC and you'll find out about it.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his message, What to Do When Faith Seems Weak and Victory Lost. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.